State Farm Prep Basketball, starting lineups and stats, brought to you as always by Winners Trophies, along with Game Day's Team Sports and Fans Heating and Air. For the Oakland Patriots, Devin Epps, number 15, 5'10 junior guard, Epps. Number 21, Kyle Oliver, 6'4 sophomore forward, Oliver. Number 10, Ryan Givens, he is a 5'11 junior guard, Givens. Number 30, Dante Lippert, 6'5 senior center, Lippert. And number 23, Emmanuel Smith, a 6'2 junior guard, Smith. Smith, Lippert, Givens, Epps, and Oliver, the starting lineup for the Oakland Patriots. For the Riverdale Warriors, number 5, Brad Woodson, 6'1 sophomore guard, Woodson. Number 11, Stephen Wilson, 5'6 junior guard, Wilson. Gray, Tomas Gray, number 15, a 6'2 senior guard, Gray, number 15. Number 23, Jalen Campbell, a 6-foot junior center. Make that 6-foot junior guard, Campbell, number 23. And number 20, Austin McGrone, a 6-foot sophomore guard, McGrone, number 20. McGrone, Campbell, Gray, Wilson, and Woodson, the lineup for the Riverdale Warriors. Head coach Kevin Woodson, 7-7 on the year. Mike Wright is the head coach at Oakland. They're 12-3. Tip is going to be controlled by Oakland. Givens with the basketball, gives it up to Emmanuel Smith as Oakland works left to right. That's the way we see it here. Givens back over left side. The lob going up is Emmanuel Smith for the easy basket. Epps with a nice toss. And Oakland leads 2-0. Big crowd staying around here for this boys' contest. And there's going to be a foul, pushing off foul, called on Riverdale. And that's on Jalen Campbell. So Oakland will walk it up the floor. Epps to Givens here, right side. Back to Epps in the corner. Emmanuel Smith for three. It's no good. Crawls over the rim. Last touch by Austin McGrone as it was tipped out of bounds. So Oakland will inbound here on the near baseline. Gray to Emmanuel Smith. Now left wing. The three ball is up and no good by Devin Epps. Rebound putback is good by Kyle Oliver. Oliver with the basket puts Oakland up 4-0. Tomas Gray, top of the key, finds Woodson. Brad to Stephen Wilson for the long range dial in from the right side. Stephen Wilson, first bank three. 4-3. Oakland with the lead. Ball tipped out. Oakland regains it. Trying to get some room inside. Lippert drives in. Missed it. But Oliver in the offside with the rebound and put back. 6-3. Oakland with the lead now. Tomas Gray across the timeline. To Woodson. Left wing. Woodson trying to direct traffic. Steps in, back out. Now gets it back after passing to Wilson. Drives, got to get rid of it. And finds cutting through Jalen Campbell. Into the far corner. Gray tries the lob inside, taken away by Oakland. Long pass up to Kyle Oliver for the jam. Oliver with 6 points. Nice finish there by Kyle. 8-3. Riverdale girls won the girls' contest 63-46 if you're just now joining us. Tight game through three quarters. Turnover by Riverdale. And we're going to have a 30-second timeout. Coach Kevin Woodson wants to talk about things here. And our 30-second timeouts brought to you by the Bob Parks Auction team of Stan Vaught and Bob Bug. From residential, commercial, farms to land, the elite team of Bug and Vaught at Bob Parks Auction. They specialize in it all. They have a successful history of serving estate settlements, complete farm dispersals, and business liquidations for all of your auction needs. All that fast talking you need to get that stuff sold, well, they can do it. They're the best in the business. Stan Vaught and Bob Bug, 896-4600, and online at bobparksauction.com. Sir Pizza, with three Murfreesboro locations, sponsors our podcast online. You can check out the entire game, download it on the Sir Pizza podcast button. Just head to goprimetimesports.com to listen to and download games right there on our website. Givens has it from the right wing. The three ball is a little short. Rebound tipped up by Emmanuel Smith. Missed that, but comes down with the rebound. Emile back outside to Epps. Turning, spinning in the lane, and it's no good by Lippert. But the offside rebound by Kyle Oliver. He's got 8 of Oakland's 10 first quarter points. Oliver has been all around the basket, averaging 6.3 rebounds a game, and I bet he's got 3 here in this one in the early going. Woodson drives baseline. Pull-up jumper is good. Brad Woodson. Warriors needed that basket. Cuts the lead to 5. Left wing. It's Emmanuel Smith to Epps in the paint. Lippert bounces 3 times. Will not fall for Dante. Rebound, McGrone. McGrone up to Woodson. Woodson tries to explode baseline. Nothing there for him. Cut off. Now McGrone turns, spins in the lane. Foul line. It's in there and has it partially blocked, or it is blocked, by Smith. And then Givens steps out of bounds, running down the loose ball. And Oakland substitutes with Terrell Gaines, 6'4 center. End of the game. Gray brings it back out between the circles. And turnover. Oakland will get the basketball back. Riverdale with another turnover. Kevin Woodson just looks on in disbelief. 3:45 to go here in the first quarter. Oakland's basketball. Get it down low to Gaines. He has to pass back out front to Stansberry, who's in the game. Loose ball picked up by Woodson. Woodson claiming he was fouled and may have been, but didn't get the call. Oakland with the rebound. Stansberry, and now they've turned it over. Riverdale basketball. Woodson pulls up for the J. Yes! From about 8, Brad Woodson cuts the Oakland lead to 3. Turning, spinning in the lane, nothing there. Back out to Emmanuel Smith, shot no good. Rebound, Gray. Gray down the near sideline to Steven Wilson for 3, no good. A little long, a little off to the far side. Emmanuel Smith has it for Oakland. Left wing, Givens to the foul line, left side extended. Kyle Oliver, pull-up jumper, no good. Just short. Coming into the game, Logan Thigpen, senior for Riverdale, big guy, 6'7", into the game. Someone for Oakland came in as well, and I'm missing who that is. We'll have to check it for you. Pull-up jumper is no good by Campbell. Lead is 3 for the Pats, and they have the ball. Right side, Emmanuel Smith into the corner. Shot is up, no good for the Patriots. Loose ball run down by Josh Smith in the game for Oakland. Turning, spinning, back to Stanberry. Stanberry gets it back, fires off the 3, yes. Stanberry with the first bank 3. 13-7, your score. Down the floor, down the far sideline is Tomas Gray. 1.5 left in the first. Austin McGrone, the long lob over to Gray. He runs down the long toss. McGrone comes back over to the near side to pick it up to Thigpen in the paint. Missed the shot. Rebound tipped up And it's going to be Oakland basketball. Kyle Oliver. Make that Emmanuel Smith with a minute 10. Resets to Stanberry. To Terrell Gaines. Now back left side, Emmanuel Smith. Pull up Jay, no good from about 10. May have been a touch better than that. Josh House into the game now. He comes in for Smith to give Emmanuel a breather. He's a 5'9 senior guard. Lob going up for the slam. Terrell Gaines, but missed it. Austin McGrone down the far side to Thigpen. Thigpen finally gets it over to Gray. It was tipped about three times, and now with 33.7, a foul hustling after the ball. I think it's Gaines. Nope, it's on Thigpen. Called it on Riverdale. I wasn't really looking at that one. Could have been another foul, and I think that may be what Kevin Woodson's talking about there. 28 seconds, Oakland basketball, and a 13-7 lead. Lady Pats dropped a 63-46 decision to Riverdale here in the first contest. 12 seconds, Oakland going to work here in this boys' game. Stanberry, three-pointer. He's hit one already, missed this one. Rebound deep, comes back out. Oakland has it, 1 second, picked up by Thigpen, and that's going to be the end of the first. With your score, Oakland 13, Riverdale 7 at the end of one on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Whether it's the blazing heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter, trust the professionals at Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street to keep your home or business comfortable year-round. They service all major brands and in most cases offer fast same-day service. Also call 890-1311 for their duct cleaning service. Whether your need is residential or commercial, Prentice Alsop offers free estimates on new systems and carries a full line of Heil, Rood, and GMC products. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Conditioning on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
Business owner, does your business have patients or customers spending time in a waiting room? Are they grumbling, how much longer? Well, they do. This is Andy with Intersource, and we're experts in patient and customer entertainment. Let us put the perfect package together for you. For patient and customer entertainment, you got to go to the source, Intersource.
Intersource is your trusted source for entertainment, 815-1800.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports is brought to you in part by Intersource, your trusted source for entertainment, Rick's Barbecue, Gil's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, and Bob Parks Auction. Second quarter of play underway. Riverdale, Woodson, and tipped away. Oakland has it, driving the lane. Left side is Kyle Oliver. 10 points for Kyle. He's had an outstanding first quarter of play. Oliver averaging 12 and a half a game, and he's already got 10. Woodson to McGrone, now give and go to Woodson. Missed the layup left side. Now working the right side of the floor. Passes back out to McGrone. McGrone tries to hand off to Thigpen, rolling around. It's picked up by Oakland. Got some scores for you. After a quarter of play in boys basketball, Laverne leads 8-7 over Blackman in a boys battle that is going to be a good one tonight, 8-7. And it was the Blackman girls remaining undefeated. They beat Laverne 53-25 tonight. All of that on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Oakland boys lead here 15-7. They have the ball. Givens with the save, but the save into Wilson. Wilson going the other way. Layup good. Stephen Wilson, fast as a cat down the floor. 15-9. put a few extra points up there. Stephen would take him, I'm sure. Emmanuel Smith for three, a little long from the left side. Rebound, thick pin. To Gray, now McGrone has it near wing. Bounce pass to nobody. Tomas Gray and Emmanuel Smith got tied up, and it's going to be out of bounds off of the Warriors. Nobody for Oakland touched it. Jalen Campbell back in for the Warriors. Epps around the horn. Coming here near side to Givens. Tried to get it inside to Lippert. Nothing there. Manuel Smith turns, spins in the lane. Little bunny hop. Misses the basket. Riverdale with the rebound. McGrone drives. Kicks it back out. Wilson for three. Yes. You cannot leave him open out there. Stephen Wilson will wear you out. 15-12. Top of the key. They try to feed down low to Lippert. Double team. Good defense by Riverdale. Gray comes away with it. Tomas to Austin McGrone. McGrone, great pass underneath to Campbell. Yes. They ran the floor very well that time, and Campbell rewarded with the great assist from Tomas Gray, and the Riverdale lead, or Riverdale trails by only one. Oakland lead is one. Manuel Smith working between the circles to Givens. He's near side. Turnaround jumper from the left elbow, no good by Oliver. Rebound put back Givens. This won't fall. And Riverdale comes away with the rebound. Down the floor, bounce pass. Wilson turning, spinning in the lane is Austin McGrone. Loses the ball. Has to come back outside. Now the layup missed. Long pass up to Givens. Givens going up with the basket is Kyle Oliver. And you know the results. Oliver doesn't miss from 2 feet out very often. And was well defended that time. ...17-14, Pats. From a packed Randy King Gymnasium. I mean, really packed. Stephen Wilson between the rings. Takes about a 20-footer, and you have to respect him because he can hit him. Thigpen driving baseline. Floats one up there. It's good. Logan Thigpen. Big man going to work. One-point Oakland lead with 3:44 to go in the first. Thought this one would be an outstanding game between these two 7 AAA foes. Battle of the Borough. Part one, at least. Basketball, there are several editions, at least two. Three ball, right wing, yes. And that is a first bank three for Devin Epps, his first. Epps and Stanberry both have a first bank. Lead back to four for Oakland. McGrone, Givens tips it away and run down by Emmanuel Smith. Lob up, Dante Lippert. They're going to wipe it off. They say he walked. He dunked it. But I heard the whistle, and I heard the official blow the whistle as he was in midair. Just wanted to make sure they're not going to count Lippert's basket. A nice dunk, but took a step or two. Now a foul coming up the floor. Pushing and shoving going on. Josh House into the game. Senior commits the first foul. Got another final for you. Smyrna Girls, 54. Siegel Girls, 41. 54-41, the final tonight. As the Smyrna girls defeat Siegel. That on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. It's going to be Oakland basketball after the Riverdale turnover. Coach Woodson wanting a blocking foul. Not going to get it. 2:40 to go, first half. 20-16. Oakland with the ball and the lead. Now an offensive foul is going to be called. on Josh Smith. That's how he pushed off. Play a little jagged here. Woodson tosses in. Cameron Watkins into the game for the Warriors. Has the ball briefly, now to Gray. Woodson pops back out to help. Now to Watkins. Fakes right, goes left. Glides in there and flips it back out to Campbell. Campbell to Gray, driving the lane. Back to Watkins. Gray has it from the left block. Fadeaway jumper, yes. Nice basket there, but Tomas Gray, his first basket of the night. Oakland by two, under two to play. In the lane, kicking it back out. Shot by Josh Smith, no good. A little behind the rim that time with that basket. Gray driving coast to coast, missed the basket. Wilson for three from downtown, no good. Off the lip of the rim, and now a foul going to be called on Emmanuel Smith, I believe, 23. Pushing off. It was 13-7. Oakland led at the end of the first. It's 20-18 now. Oakland's led by four or five at times. Woodson for three to give Riverdale the lead. No good. And a foul on the rebound with a minute 29 to go. Foul is on House. That's his second. Coming back in is Kyle Oliver for Oakland. Woodson to toss in from the far baseline to Wilson. Wilson finds Watkins. Cameron Watkins explodes baseline, nothing there, to Austin McGrone left side. Skip pass across court to Woodson. To Watkins, drives the lane, basket is not going to count. They are going to count it. And he is fouled. And that's somebody's third foul, and I guess that would have to be House. It is. So the basket counts for Cameron Watkins, ties us at 20, and could give Riverdale the lead with this plus one. Shot it and got it. Riverdale by one now, 21-20. Minute eight to go in the first half. Epps, left side to Stanberry. Stanberry finds Oliver across the court to Givens. Givens gives it back up to Stanberry, left side, the three ball up, no good. Rebound, McGrone has it for the Warriors. McGrone drives off the glass, no good, and off of Riverdale with 44 and a half to go. So we've got you all of the scores. Siegel leads Smyrna 20-13 at the end of one in boys play. 20-13 after one quarter of play. Siegel leading Smyrna, that's in boys. The Smyrna girls defeated Siegel 54-41 tonight in girls play. Blackman girls a winner over Laverne as well. Riverdale girls defeated Oakland. Oakland boys turn it over here. It was 8-7 Laverne over Blackman in boys play at the end of first quarter as well. So we'll keep you updated on the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Push foul on Josh Smith. It's his second. Gray comes back in. Watkins goes out. Lippert is back in as well. Woodson triggers it in to Tomas Gray. Riverdale with a one-point lead, trying to pad that here with 10 seconds to go. Gray to Wilson. Wilson finds Gray with 5 seconds, with four, with three. Drives baseline, has it partially blocked from behind. Givens from midcourt. They're not going to get a shot off. And that's the end of the first quarter of play. Riverdale leads Oakland 21-20 at half. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we are going to have Mr. Phil Dye of RC Hoops join us. here on WGNS State Farm Prep Basketball. Hope you'll stay with us.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad.
And this is Eric. We're more than just mufflers. Our ESC certified technicians can check your tires, brakes, fluids, and more.
Come by for our $19.99 oil change special, complete with tire rotation. That's right, only $19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Midas of Murfreesboro on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
$19.99 for an oil change and tire rotation.
Trust the Midas touch.
We're with Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue, and Mike, tell me what makes your restaurant different from the others.
Pricing and quality of the food. Both of those combined make it a great product. Just one chance to eat it, I think you'll come back consistently all the time. You just say Rick's, and it means barbecue. That's the vision that I have.
Simple math, Rick's equals barbecue, and I think you'll discover that at one of their two Rutherford County locations, on Warrior Drive behind the Rite Aid, and on Memorial down from VA.
Did you realize that 80 cents of every $1 spent in a locally owned small business goes back to the community? It helps employ your neighbors and friends, provides money for our local schools and roads. It's really important to shop local, shop small business. So shop at Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
The corner of Main and Middle Tennessee, next to the Boulevard Restaurant, behind Red Robin, next to the hospital, and also in Smyrna in the Target Center on Sam Ridley Parkway. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
Chronic pain? Put a little Revsane on it. Feeling out of balance? Put a little Revsane on it. With prescription compounding, Revsane's custom formulated pain remedy, our pharmacists can make your medication work more effectively. Personalized healthcare like this is just one part of Live Well, Be Well, Revsane's program to help you feel right, stay healthy, and get better. To learn more, stop by Revsane on Memorial Boulevard, just across from Middle Tennessee Christian School. Call 896-5731 or visit Revsane.com.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
We're back here at Oakland High School and Randy King Gymnasium. Brian Barrett joined by Phil Dye here this evening. And Phil has been showing out the new copies of the premier issue of RC Hoops. How are you?
I'm doing well, Brian. How about yourself?
I'm doing very good. Enjoying the almost capacity crowd. This is as full as I've seen this gym in a long, long time, and good to see a good girls game and a fantastic boys game here too.
Yeah, so far it is. It's a one-point game here at halftime. Looks like a lot of the fans did kind of leave after the girls game. A lot of girls fans here themselves, but it's still pretty close to packed in here.
Well, tell me what I have been looking at here in between in timeouts and things of that nature. This new RC Hoops book that I see that you have worked hard on here the last couple of months. Tell me about it.
Well, what we've done, came up with the idea just to have a basketball magazine for the entire county, Rutherford County basketball. There's 9 teams involved. All of 7 AAA is involved, along with Central, Eagleville, and Middle Tennessee Christian School, both boys and girls. We have articles about every team in there. We have schedules, rosters, and preview articles for every team in there. So if you're wondering what you might be missing out on a team or don't know some of the players, this is a good way to find out what you need to know.
Well, you've got information on boys teams, girls teams from all of them. So really, when you talk about that, you've got, what, 3, 6, 9 schools. So you're looking at 18 teams.
Yeah.
So
quite a bit of work went into it.
I would say so. What this brings back, and you and I have talked about this, it's kind of like what Murphy Fair tries to do with football, or does do and has successfully with football. What makes basketball a challenge is there are 2 teams.
Exactly, and there's twice as many teams as there are football. Of course, there's not near as many players if you look at it that way. But I do have to go to each individual coach, because you can't just go to the school and say, hey, here it is, pitch it. You got to go to each coach. So it's girls and boys coaches, and everybody has been extremely helpful in getting this together. All the coaches seem to think it's a great idea. It helps promote, you know, basketball here in Rutherford County, and what a year to start it with the way the girls are ranked nationally.
Well, yeah, it's crazy. I don't know if you'll find a better district or a better county this year than the girls basketball. And in Tom Crager's article today, within a 10-mile radius, you've got these 3 teams that are ranked nationally. There's Yeah. That can't have happened any time else.
I would not know of any unless you've just got some big city like Chicago or Memphis or somewhere that where it's happened maybe. But as far as being 10 miles apart in a somewhat rural area,
yeah,
it's great.
Well, I want to find out more about the book. Where can folks get RC Hoops? I mean, I know that you're here tonight with this premiere issue, but where can folks pick it up and the cost and all that kind of thing?
I'm going to get these out to each school. What we're going to try to do is promote them through the schools. You'll be able to pick them up for $5 at each home basketball game for the schools. They will either be at the ticket where you buy your ticket up front or the concession area. And what I'm doing is the schools are helping me out, so I'm helping them out and donating back to them for everyone they sell. I'm giving money to the school as well. So.
That's awesome. And this thing is hopefully something that you want to see grow. This is the premier issue, and I'm sure this will go up in a frame somewhere in your office, but you want many more issues to
go. Well, if I had an office, it would.
Well, hang it up in your dining room.
Yeah, I'll hang it somewhere.
Jennifer won't care.
Yeah, that would be the problem. We want to grow this. This one basically is for just RC Hoops for Rutherford County. We would like to do this each year and keep the Rutherford County one going, as well as expand it into more districts. What we're going to try to do next year is get it out to more of Middle Tennessee area, especially for the 9A and 8AA districts, to include all the teams for Central, Eagleville, and MTCS and everyone they play. So you can kind of know if you're a fan of one of those teams, it'll have those teams in there as well.
Sure.
This year, it was just a matter of time, and we didn't have time to get it all done. Matter of fact, I left Nashville this afternoon after 4 o'clock and got back up here a little later than I expected to because of traffic. So we don't have any of them out anywhere yet. The ones you're seeing are right hot off the press. And we're going to get them out, though, this coming week. And so hopefully the home teams on Tuesday night, you'll be able to pick them up at each of those schools.
Sounds like a good deal, and Phil, I appreciate you coming by. I appreciate this this copy. I'm going to go home, and I've got some nighttime reading to do.
Well, you know, your picture's in there, and it looks really good, Brian. You just open up the front page, and there's Brian Barrett on right after the cover, just on page one, before you even get to the table of contents.
You know, you'll learn next year. You should have put it at the back because people may close it now. They may see that and just shut the book up.
Well, I'm hoping their thumb will catch and they skip the
there
first
you go. Place. Maybe the first two will catch right there.
Yeah.
Awesome stuff. And, Phil, you're actually going to join me in the morning and pinch hit for John Dinkins. So look forward to having you on the Prentice Ossipedic and Air Coaches Corner in the morning.
I will be there. Looking forward to it, Brian. Thank
All
you
right.
for asking.
We'll have some breakfast in the morning for you, too.
Sounds good.
All right. Phil Dye joining us here at Oakland High School, RC Hoops, and you can find out more online at hoopsmag.com. And again, you can pick up your copy at the schools. We're going to take our final timeout here in the between games, or halftime, if you will, and come back with the stats and starting lineups here in the second half. Stay with us.
Hello, once again. This is Lenny Farmer with the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home here in Murfreesboro. As a certified pre-planning consultant, it's my goal to provide you with the most cost-effective funeral plan available. Sure, there are a lot of questions you have about the pre-planning process, and I want to answer them all to your satisfaction. At Jennings & Ayers at 820 South Church Street across from the post office, feel free to call us for a pre-planning appointment at 893-2422. We guarantee the price for the rest of your life.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents. Solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids, and it's far deeper than coaching on the field or teaching in the class.
MTCS.
Since 1940, your first choice for air conditioning and heating repairs has been Roscoe Brown. Now when you have plumbing problems, it's also Roscoe Brown. You can depend on Roscoe Brown for any type of plumbing service and innovative plumbing solutions. Roscoe Brown is fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and fully qualified to assist with heating, air conditioning, and now plumbing. Roscoe Brown. Phone 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Bud's Tire is your go-to tire dealer for not only tires, but also oil changes, alternator problems, fan belt problems, brakes, shocks, struts, and more. This is Kay Mitchell at Bud's Tire Pros on the Old Woodbury Road, just outside the city limits of Murfreesboro. Let our family help your family's car, truck, van, or SUV run better today. Call 896-TIRE or visit us at 3600 Old Woodbury Road.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And it's Oakland's basketball moving right to left as we start the second half of action here on WGNS, State Farm Prep Basketball. Pass back outside to Emmanuel Smith. Give you the scoring here in just a moment from the first half. Gliding in the lane, shot by Oliver is good. Oliver with 12 in the first half. Devin Epps with three for Stanberry and two for Emmanuel Smith. For Riverdale, Wilson with eight, four for Brad Woodson, Tomas Gray with two, as well as Jalen Campbell and Logan Thickpin, Watkins with three. A look at your stats from Fans Heating and Air, Winners Trophies and Game Days Team Sports. Shot by Campbell, no good, left side, and down the floor, the Oakland Patriots turn the ball over. So back-to-back turnovers. Here are the starting lineups for the second half, and just looking around to see if there are any changes, and there are not. So it's Smith, Lippert, Givens, Epps, and Oliver for Oakland, Woodson, Wilson, Gray, Campbell, and McGrone for the Warriors. Woodson has it as they move left to right, clad in the Cardinal uniforms with a little gold trim, Oakland in the home whites tonight. Patriots leading 22-21, trying to go high-low, and Gray trying to feed down low to Campbell and lost the grip on the ball. It falls out of bounds. Oakland brings it down. Epps walking it across the timeline now to Givens. Back over right side to Epps. Bounce pass goes into the corner to Emmanuel Smith. Now to the foul line, gliding in. Shot is up and good by Dante Lippert. So Oakland on a 4-0 run to start this second half of action. And lead by three now. And Riverdale has turned the ball over. McGrone lost it. Over far side, driving the lane. Shot no good by Kyle Oliver, but he's hacked and fouled. Oh, they call an offensive foul on Kyle. His first foul. So it's just like a turnover there. And that'll make it Riverdale basketball. Woodson to trigger it in. And the length of the floor to go. Gray being guarded by Emmanuel Smith. Gray still in the backcourt and now has thrown it away. Great full court pressure and driving. Oliver missed the shot, got his own rebound. The putback won't fall, but he's fouled. Kyle Oliver getting to the rack quickly. Foul is on Woodson, his first. At the line, Emmanuel Smith. 2 points in the first half. Shot it and got it. Second one, upcoming for Emmanuel Smith. Two quick dribbles, a spin of the basketball. Shot it, and a little long. 25-21. Wilson, the three ball, is short. Goes out of bounds off of Oakland. Be Riverdale basketball. Trying to see if I can get any more scores for you. Halftime, Middle Tennessee Christian School leading Cascade by 16, 36-20 in boys basketball. Brad Woodson drives left side. Woodson with the lay-in. Cuts the Oakland lead to three. Also, 41-23, Siegel leads 41-23 at halftime in boys basketball action. All of that on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. 30-30. Laverne and Blackman in the third quarter as well. Knew that one was going to be a war. 30-30 in the third. Givens. Mr. Ricky Turner of the Cedar Bucket Restaurant here this evening. Manuel Smith. The three is no good. And the rebound comes away for Oakland. Tomas Gray with the shot. This one won't fall. Manuel Smith feeds off inside, tipped around, and Oakland comes away with it. Three, top of the key, yes. Devin Epps with the first back three. Big basket there by Epps puts Oakland up 28-23. Driving the lane is Wilson, and Wilson is going to be hacked by Dante Lippert. He goes down hard. Wilson gets up a little slow. He's going to be okay, it looks like. And at the line will be Stephen Wilson, 8 points, leading scorer for the Warriors. Give him nine now. He'll have another. Couple of spins of the basketball, shot it and got it. 10 points for Wilson. 28-25. Oakland with the lead, 4.5 to play. Pass back out front for Devin Epps. Manuel Smith. Let's get pass over to Stanberry. Now Emmanuel Smith for three. It's a little short. Rebound off of Oakland. Riverdale basketball. Speaking of Ricky Turner, wanted to say hello to him, but he stopped in to say hi to us here just a second ago. We'll be at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant tomorrow morning for the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner. So we invite you to tune in. Girls basketball coaches tomorrow morning. Shot by Gray is missed. Rebound Oakland. Oakland comes down. Manuel Smith fakes. Now outside. The three ball up and good by Devin Epps. Two first bank threes in this quarter. And also in the second quarter with one. He's got 9 points. The Riverdale shot is no good. Givens comes back into the game. .340 to go here in the third quarter. Givens left wing. Epps is open again, but this time misses the three ball. Austin McGrone with the rebound. McGrone has it tipped. Thigpen picks it off. Looks over the shot from midcourt, or rather from the foul line. Doesn't take it. Wilson tripped up again as he throws over to Gray. Gray misses the three from the right wing. Riverdale retreats as Epps passes down low. Caught up in traffic. Down there is Terrell Gaines, who checked into the game. Thought maybe they hacked him, but they're just going to say out of bounds off of Riverdale. Going out is Woodson. Going up for the dunk, no good. Blackman and Laverne tied. After three quarters of play, going to the final quarter. Shot, no good by Riverdale's Campbell. In the paint. Stolen away, and now a foul. Oakland was going the other way. The foul is on Epps, however, for Oakland before we went the other way. Appreciate Tom Krager looking at that one for us. Blackman 36, Laverne 33. So I guess it was tied at 36. End of the third. Yep, tied at 36. Foul called. Josh Smith with the foul. Got that as his third. 36-36, Blackman Laverne. From Laverne tonight. That's a boys' score on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Shot missed, but Thigpen rebound, put back, crawls around the rim, will not fall, but he's fouled. Foul is on Ricky Dunaway, who's in the game. His first. Thigpen at the line. Sinks the first one. 3 points for Thigpen. He'll have another. Shot it. Got it. Thigpen with 4 points. 31-27. Patriots lead with the ball. Givens in the corner. Pulls up for the long two from the baseline. No good. McGrone with the rebound. 2.5 to play in the third. McGrone to the foul line. Turns, spins, nothing there. Backs it back out. Tomas Gray, top of the key. Flips it back over to McGrone, set up on the left wing. Back to Gray. Goes baseline. Flips it back out to Oakland. Patriots come the other way. Shot missed, but now a foul going to be called on McGrone, I believe. No, it's Kyle Oliver with the foul. His second. 4-point lead for the Oakland Patriots. Riverdale led by one at the half. 2 minutes to go here in the third. Now Thigpen's going to get whistled for a foul. Got mixed up on a screen there. Stanberry and Epps back in for the Oakland Patriots. Stanberry tosses it in here on the near sideline. Gives it to Epps. Moving right to left are the Oakland Patriots. Foul line jumper, no good by Oakland's Kyle Oliver. Rebound going up is Manuel Smith. Count the basket, and he is fouled. Nice pass from Oliver to Smith after Oliver missed, got the rebound. Got the basket down there, got the ball down to Smith, who finished off and gets the old-fashioned three-point attempt, at least. And he connects. 6 points for Emile tonight. A minute 36 to go here in the third quarter of play. 34-27 Oakland. Long pass. Woodson going deep to Gray. Threw it too long. Gray had the speed, but was thrown a little too hard. So we've got a timeout here by Riverdale with a minute 36 to go. 34-27 your score. Oakland leads on State Farm Prep Basketball.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
If you're age 50 or older, we'll give you an auto insurance discount from Auto Owners Insurance. Mature drivers have fewer and less costly accidents, so we'll charge you less for your personal auto insurance. I'm Doran Claiborne with Claiborne & Taylor Insurance. Insure both your car and home with us and qualify for more premium discounts through Auto Owners Insurance. Come by our office at 319 West McKnight Drive or give us a call at 893-5064.
You can depend on Claiborne & Taylor.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Should be Oakland basketball, and it is as we get ready to come out of this timeout here with a minute 36 to go in the third. It is Oakland basketball. Bounce pass into Emmanuel Smith. Six-footer, no good. that he traveled in the first place. Latest score that Tom Crager had was Laverne leading 43-38, 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter over Blackman. Blackman undefeated going into that game versus 11-5 Laverne. Looks like they're going to be a contender again. Ball rolling around. Woodson gets his face rolled over here, and he may be a little shaken up. I know he's shaken up. The official said there's got to be a foul there. I think Brad's going to have to come out. Brad's going to walk off slowly. Wilson going to come in. Oakland basketball as Epps walks it across the timeline. And he's going to be content to bring it back out to near midcourt and dribble around with it. Passes over far side to Stanberry. 43-23, Siegel leading at halftime over Smyrna, 43-23. They must be very behind this evening. 30 seconds. You're not missing anything here. Stanberry just dribbling around with the ball with 23 seconds. Riverdale's brought some pressure out on the guards. Stanberry breaks the 5 second call. With 10 seconds, he's going to go to work now. Finds Oliver, now left side to Stanberry. Feet inside Oliver, off the glass, missed it. Rebound, no rebound because there's going to be a foul on Emmanuel Smith from behind. Second foul for him. Going to go to the other end to shoot free throws. Thigpen was mauled by Emmanuel Smith. 1.6 left on the clock in the first. Thigpen 1-1. First one is up and no good. Doesn't get the second, but the rebound. Gray has it blocked, and there's the end of the third quarter of play with Oakland leading 34-27 over Riverdale after three. Stay with us. State Farm Prep Basketball continues after this.
For love, for prosperity, for why not?
Bell Jewelers across from two.
Martin's Home and Garden is the premier place for gardening, landscaping, and outdoor buildings.
This is Lester Martin. Visit our full-service nursery and garden center on Northwest Broad with the largest selection, quality, and customer care. Martin's Landscaping offers residential and commercial lawn care and property management from design to installation and maintenance. We have over 4 acres of storage sheds, gazebos, playhouses, playsets, and pergolas with the best warranty in the industry.
Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's.
Hey, this is Chuck from Murfreesboro Automotive. I just want to welcome everybody to come by our new shop. We've got ASE certified technicians, former GM dealership technicians. Our prices are very fair. Before any work is performed, we will give you an estimate. You'll know exactly what you're spending, so there's no surprises when you pick up your car. That's one thing we take a lot of pride in. No surprises at Murfreesboro Automotive. Located between Chili's and Chewy's, just off of Broad Street.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
And it's Riverdale basketball as we get underway here in the second half. And the ball tipped out of bounds, lost by Riverdale. So Oakland basketball. Moore County defeated Eagleville in girls basketball play, 56-38. Final there. You know an MTCS girls final, let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Ball tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Oakland, they say. So turnover fest here to start the first 20 seconds. Send us a tweet at WGNS Sports or call us 893-1450. Send an email to radio@goprimetimesports.com. Any of those ways you can get a score to us wherever you may be. Tomas Gray inside the thick pin. Turn, spins to the rack, missed the shot. Rebound tipped up, won't fall for Coleman. Make that Campbell. Oakland basketball. Givens, right wing. Now left side to Emmanuel Smith. Almost threw it away. Givens runs it down. Long toss to Emmanuel Smith, left wing now. Set it up out front with Epps between the circles. 34-27 Oakland. Givens, three ball, lets it fly from the deep right corner. Givens with the first bank three, his first basket of the game, and it comes at a big to put Oakland up by 10. Wilson for three to answer on the other end. Steven Wilson. Warriors not giving up the ghost here. Emmanuel Smith left wing. Back in the corner. Givens is hot. This one won't fall. Rebound. Riverdale high. McGrone down the far sideline. Behind the back dribble. Turn, spins. Looks to glide in there. Can't. Well, Thigpen gets in there. Down low. And he's going to be fouled by Dante Lippert. Got all the scores in girls basketball play except MTCS. First toss is good by Thigpen. He'll have another. Got some boys games going down to the wire, it does appear. The Blackman-Laverne game. Laverne had a lead late in the fourth. Second one is good by Thigpen. 6 points for Thigpen. One field goal and the rest free throws tonight for Logan. After three quarters of play, Cascade trails MTCS 44-39 in boys play, 44-39. Oakland lost the basketball. Down the floor, Gray passes out to Wilson. Say last touch by Emmanuel Smith for Oakland. With a minute 35 left, Blackman 50, Laverne 46. 50-46 with a minute 35 to go. Going up is Campbell, misses the shot. Rebound, Oakland has it. Givens to Epps. Toss in the paint, thrown away. Play has been very sloppy here in this fourth quarter. McGrone, no-look pass, maybe should have. Emmanuel Smith, he's tripped. Picked up by Wilson. Make that Woodson. Misses the shot, but there's a whistle and a foul. Foul is on Josh Smith of Oakland. Ninth team foul, so at the line for 1-1 for the last time is Tomas Gray. I knew Monty Hill Jr. would come through. Cascade girls 52, MTCS 42. Monty Hill Jr. tweeting that one out. Appreciate that. Free throw missed, but Riverdale gets the loose ball. Cascade defeating Christian School by 10 tonight. Here it's 37-32. Riverdale trying to make a comeback here, and Oakland opening a few doors. Gray, well, now Riverdale's thrown it away. Stripped of the ball from behind. Bounce pass, running the lane, right side. It's Oliver with the basket. Oliver with 16 points tonight. Looking like our Loveless Fine Photography player of the game. Driving the lane. Little running floater in there. Good by Tomas Gray. Lead is 5 for Oakland with 4 minutes, 35 seconds to go in the game. Patriots up. Long two from about 15. Yes, count that basket for Kyle Oliver and a timeout on the floor, which we will take as well. Patriots lead 41-34.
What we offer here at Music World is a chance to get a hold of the instrument and actually put your hands on it and play it. You get a hold of the drum set and hear the drums, hear the different heads, hear the different guitar strings, and hear the different offerings that we give here. Things you cannot do on the internet, things you can't do online, you can't actually hear the instrument. And once again, we will not be undersold. Anything you can find us, bring us an article or bring us an ad in, and we can match that price any time of the day. We are Music World and Drummer's Den across from Indian Hills, 2762 South Church Street.
Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, we can take care of you. Call Thompson Services, we'll get there fast. We stand behind the work that we do. 274-2281, make one call to get your job done. Heating, AC, electric, plumbing, and gas, call Thompson Services for values that last.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, located at 135 Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial. Get to a better state with State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, 896-2013. Also, coverage brought to you by Toots Good Food and Fun, InterSource, Olympus Gym, State Farm agent Andy Womack, and Reef Sane Drugstore. Riverdale basketball trailing 41-34. Ball tipped out of bounds by Oakland. Great crowd here. A lot of folks have started to file out, but a really good student section from both teams. What the Battle of the Boroughs all about. Tomas Gray drives. The shot not going to count. The foul is on Gray. Player control foul. To wipe the basket off. Stanberry with the ball for Oakland. Oakland could use a little stall here. Work for a good basket if you're a Patriot fan. And just as I say that, Stanberry pulls up for two. Missed the shot. Goes out of bounds, and it will be Riverdale basketball. Kendall Wellborn into the game, the sophomore, and now goes back out. Doesn't stay in long. Emmanuel Smith back in the game for him. Austin McGrone has it between the rings to the left wing where Woodson has it to Wilson, top of the key. They're moving left to right as we see it. McGrone sets a pick for Woodson. Gives it off to Wilson in the corner for three. First bank three, Stephen Wilson, and a timeout Riverdale. 41-37, Warriors hanging in there. They trail Oakland 41-37, 3:15 to go. We'll take a break. Be right back.
They've got some mighty good eats at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike next door to the Old Food Lion.
Our fried chicken, it was so popular we had to put that on the menu for every day.
Home-style cooking at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, open Tuesday through Friday, lunch and dinner, Saturday breakfast, and Sunday lunch. And Ricky Turner says don't forget the desserts.
Blackberry cobbler, peach cobbler, some Mississippi mud, pecan pie.
And the list goes on. Stop in the Cedar Bucket Restaurant on Las Casas Pike next to the Old Food Lion.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard update. Blackman boys 56, Laverne 48. A final tonight, 56-48. Blackman boys remain undefeated. And their first win in district play. Oakland looking for their first win, holding on to a 41-37 lead. Shot missed, but the tip-in by Emmanuel Smith is good. They extend it to 43-37. Still a world of time to go here. Riverdale not giving up. McGrone has the ball tipped away. Jump ball, and it belongs to Oakland. Again, 56-48, Blaze a winner. 49-42, MTCS with 4.5 to go over Cascade. MTCS boys playing for at least a two-way tie for number one in the district. Fadeaway jumper no good by Oakland's Kyle Oliver. Rebound, Gray in the corner. Woodson for three, no good. Rebound, tipped around. Gray had it briefly, run down by Emmanuel Smith. Long toss up. Oliver finds himself open, six-footer, rolls good. Kyle Oliver did not realize how wide open he was there. Almost caught him by surprise. Lead back at eight. Wilson has the ball tipped away, but they're going to call a foul on Emmanuel Smith. That is his third foul. And two shots at the line for Stephen Wilson, who's deadly from there, so giving him a chance with the time not running on the clock and a chance to hit a couple of free throws. He's usually pretty good at that. I'm not sure what the chatter here is with the officials, but everyone seems happy now. Stephen Wilson at the line with 16 points for the Warriors. Looking to add to it here. Number 11, the first one is up and good. 17 points. Got 7 points here in the fourth quarter for the Warriors. Shot it and nailed the second charity toss. 6-point lead for the Oakland Patriots. And Oakland has thrown it away in the backcourt. So the door is open here for the Warriors. Trying to cut into this lead even more. Wilson to Gray. We've only got 1.5 minutes to go, so the time running thin. Gray steps in, back out, now finds Woodson. Woodson at the foul line, lost the ball. Trying to drive. Oakland basketball. Minute 16. Givens, Lippert. He passes back out front because Mike Wright, you can hear him screaming. He'd like to run a little clock, I'm sure. And a timeout Oakland with 1:05 to go to talk about that very thing. 45-39, Patriots lead by 6 on State Farm Prep Basketball.
While other banks have closed branches, First Bank is on the move and we're excited about it. We'll soon have a new state-of-the-art branch under construction in front of the Public Supermarket on Salem Highway. While First Bank doesn't have hot cookies in our office daily, we do have experienced bankers like Brandon Burks, Al Miller, or Joey Allison who are eager to assist you or your business. First Bank is on the move and we're excited about it. So come on by or visit us on the web for more information at firstbankonline.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is more than just a clinic. It's the doctors you can trust, a technician you can believe in, and a staff member who goes the extra mile. From the time someone walks in our doors, the difference becomes evident. All of our resources are used to improve the healthcare experience of our patients, and we have been a part of Rutherford and surrounding counties for over 60 years. Murfreesboro Medical Clinic.
Get to a better State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Oakland's basketball, they will inbound on the far sideline, holding on to a 6-point lead. Pass into Devin Epps. Epps over to Emmanuel Smith. He's fouled by Tomas Gray. It's only the fifth team foul, so Riverdale has got to foul and foul quickly here to put Oakland at the line. And that appears to be the case. Siegel 61, Smyrna 42 at the end of three in boys play. 61-42, Siegel after three quarters of play on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard. Oakland has thrown it away. So with 48 seconds, it's going to be Riverdale basketball. Now a foul on Emmanuel Smith. Well, this is not what Mike Wright called the timeout to talk about. I can guarantee it. That's going to put Riverdale at the line. Tomas Gray at the charity stripe for a couple. The first one is no good. Watkins is going to go in. Cameron Watkins, the senior, coming in for Riverdale at the whistle here. Second one for Gray does fall. So the lead is 5 for Oakland. 45-40 with 47 seconds to go. Length of the floor to go for the Pats. And 5 seconds is the call. Oakland turnover. Nobody open. So Riverdale will have the ball underneath their basket. This last 30 seconds or so has been disastrous for Oakland. But can Riverdale capitalize here? Inbounds. Gray going up. It's going to be Oakland. Oh, okay. Oakland basketball. He missed the shot. Thought it was blocked by Riverdale, but apparently not. It's Oakland's ball. Long pass up. Manuel Smith, layup good. Long pass down the floor. What they wanted to do last time. Now Oakland has stolen the ball again. That may be it. Watkins with the foul. 32 seconds, 7-point lead. And they say Oakland traveled. Oliver moved. He said he thought he could move, but he could not. So they call a travel. So still a chance here. Inbounds, Campbell drives baseline. He's going to be held by Lippert with 29 seconds. These officials maybe should realize they're not on the clock. I mean, they just call 2 games. It doesn't matter. We don't have to go to 9. Little touchy there. Toss, first one, no good. Don't have team stats for you tonight, but that's one that is going to haunt Riverdale. They have not shot the ball well from the charity stripe. Second one's good. So Campbell hit 1 of 2. Lead is 6. And now there's a foul. That should be the 7th team foul. Now Oakland's going to have to hit free throws, it looks like. But only 25.6. And when Riverdale started fouling, they only had 14 fouls. When they started fouling, there was about 1.5 minutes left on the clock. So it took them 1 minute of play to get Oakland into the bonus. Just looking for another. Cougars lead by 1. MTCS leads by 1 over Cascade with 1:23 left. Stanberry, meanwhile, hit both free throws. Got 5 points. The lead is 8. Austin McGrone drives baseline, and the shot rejected by Emmanuel Smith. Should be Riverdale basketball with 18.8 left. Woodson. Nobody to lob to, and a timeout called. So with that timeout, we'll step aside as well. 49-41, Oakland leads with 18.8 left in the game on State Farm Prep Basketball.
The Smyrna Bowling Center, a great place to take the family for fun.
Bright and colorful and not dimly lit like the bowling alleys of old. The fun never ends.
Mark Hubbock is general manager at the Smyrna Bowling Center and says anybody can bowl.
From small children all the way up to senior citizens, anybody can do this sport. It's a great activity. You know, you're taking a 12 to 16 pound bowling ball for most people. and rolling it down the lane, three-game series, you're going to lift quite a bit of weight.
Come on, let's have fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. I'm Jeannie Allman, and I'm that State Farm agent.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman at 896-2013.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450.
Riverdale inbounds, Woodson to Wilson. Wilson's three ball is no good. Rebound Oakland, and now a foul. Wilson fouls Epps. 13.2 left, 49-41. And it will be Oakland's Devin Epps going to the foul line. Coming up for you tomorrow morning, Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant beginning at 9, followed by MTCS Cougar Corner at 11. And also, we will have next Tuesday run into the 1-1 miss. So I'll tell you, it's Oakland at Siegel on Tuesday. Long pass up, and Riverdale has thrown it away. Riverdale not going to foul anymore, so this is going to be the end to greet Kevin Whitson's lips from across the way. Next Friday, Siegel at Riverdale. That's what we have on tap for you on State Farm Prep Basketball. And there's your horn. The final here, Oakland 49, Riverdale 41. 49-41, Oakland improves to 13-3 on the year, while Riverdale falls to 7-8. 49-41 the final. Let's see if we can scratch up some more finals here for you. And we'll do what we can to give you. We've got all the girls' finals, thanks to all of our friends on Twitter tonight, some folks who called in and let us know how things were going there. And we'll give you as much in the boys' contest as we possibly can. That's here on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air postgame show, which is coming up next on WGNS State Farm Prep Basketball.
This is Steve Grimsley of Zippy Shell, where we offer convenient, affordable mobile storage solutions. If you're decluttering or selling your home, remodeling, moving, or just in need of some storage space, call us, 216-7879. We deliver a unit to you, you pack it, we pick it up and store it in our local warehouse. No need to rent a truck or make multiple trips to a storage facility. We pride ourselves in excellent customer service and are locally owned and operated. Call us at 216-7879. That's 216-7879. Zippy Shell Mobile Storage Solutions.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine.
Hola, amigos. This is Sergio from Okay, Jose. I'm the manager. Come join us. Come try us out. We would like to earn your business. We make everything fresh from scratch. Come go and join us for a good quality meal.
Mondays are mini burritos. Tuesdays are tacos. And Wednesdays are enchiladas for just 99 cents. Happy hour every day from 3 to 7 at Okay, Jose.
Okay, Jose, Tex-Mex cuisine. In the Walmart Shopping Center on Rutherford Boulevard. Where are you going for lunch?
Okay, Jose.
Did you know that Sprint now carries the iPhone? This is Melanie Davenport at Sprint by Cellular Concepts. So if you've been tied to your iPhone and another carrier, maybe it's time to shop us. Let us do a bill analysis for you to compare your rates. We have great rates and great devices and local service. We have three great locations, the corner of Main and Middle Tennessee, next to the Boulevard Restaurant, behind Red Robin, next to the hospital, and also in Smyrna in the Target Center on Sam Ridley Parkway. Sprint by Cellular Concepts.
If you have ever had shingles or know someone that has, you know how painful this virus may be. If you are 60 or over, and whether you have had shingles or not, it is recommended that you receive Zostavax. Only one immunization is all you will ever need.